coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Now we know that certain bacteria in the gut communicate with cells that produce these sleep-related hormones and neurotransmitters. So your gut cascade, your microbiome, has a huge impact on your sleep quality. And so now the question is, what do we do about it?
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Mark. You know, I'm all about the benefits of healthy fats, and I've had some patients find that a high-fat keto diet is the best way to support better cognition, lose some stubborn belly fat, and even reverse certain signs of aging. But I often hear them say that it can be really hard to stick to, especially if they have busy lives and they need food they can grab on the go. So when I found Perfect Keto, I was really excited. One of my favorite items from Perfect Keto is their nut butters. They're made with MCT oil, macadamia nuts, cashews, and coconut, and they're plenty of healthy fats in there to keep you fuller longer. Plus, they have amazing flavors like chocolate hazelnut, almond butter and jelly, snickerdoodle, and macadamia vanilla, all formulated to taste great while keeping you in ketosis. My favorite is the chocolate hazelnut. I love that it comes in an easy, resealable squeeze pack that's really handy for traveling. Their keto cookies are also a really tasty way to enjoy an occasional healthy treat. They went through more than 10 recipes combined with rigorous blood and ketone testing to make sure their cookies didn't spike blood sugar. Since turning my patients and friends on to Perfect Keto, I've had multiple people tell me they find it much easier to stick with their diet. I'm all about finding what diet works best for your unique body. But whatever it is, it's important to be prepared with different options so you don't get stuck in a food emergency. If you're trying keto, be sure to check out Perfect Keto snacks and keep some of them on hand to help you stay successful. Right now is a great time to stock up. They're offering Doctor's Pharmacy listeners 20% off plus free shipping with the code Dr. Mark. Just go to perfectketo.com/Dr. Mark, that's DRMARK, and use the code Dr. Mark to get 20% off plus free shipping, and make sure you try their nut butters and keto cookies. Now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Hi everyone, I'm Kaya Perowit, one of the producers of The Doctor's Pharmacy podcast. We all know that getting quality sleep is fundamental to our overall health and well-being. What you might not know is that your gut health plays a major role in your ability to get that quality sleep each and every night. Dr. Hyman sat down with sleep expert and host of the Model Health show, Sean Stevenson, to discuss the role that our gut microbiome has on our sleep.
I want to talk about something that a lot of folks still don't have a big awareness of, and this is the fact that your gut and the health of your microbiome has a huge impact.
Whoa.
On your sleep quality.
So your poop and sleep are connected? What a concept.
In a way.
Okay, let's dig into that one.
Don't do the two together.
No, that's not
you
a good
know,
thing.
That's called accident.
That's
going to
blow people's mind, and even my mind. Tell us how the microbiome and your gut affects your sleep and what you can do about it.
Absolutely. So let's start with a basic component. And I know, again, these are going to be things people have heard about before, probably on your show.
Yeah.
But let's start with serotonin.
Okay.
So it's pretty well known.
And by the way, there's more serotonin in your gut than there is in your brain.
Exactly. So. Upwards of 80 to 90% of your body's serotonin is actually located in your gut, produced by your enterochromaffin cells, by the way. All right, so.
Those are special cells in your intestinal lining.
Yes.
Now, I'm just translating all the big words. See?
I like that. We're like flipping places because I would do this for you. So here's what's so interesting is that serotonin, we talked about melatonin being important for our sleep. In our circadian rhythm. Serotonin is a precursor or a seed to make melatonin. So already right off the bat, your gut environment, these cells in your gut are helping to make this compound that's related to your sleep quality. And with melatonin, this is what I want to liken it to. It's like that manual gear shifter for you to go through your sleep cycles properly and to actually get recovered. You need melatonin to be produced. And we'll come back to that. So that's number one. Serotonin.
And you can't just take melatonin?
I'll answer that in a moment.
Okay, okay.
That's tricky.
Okay.
So, well, I'll just tell you. So I looked around because some of our colleagues would feel that, and this was just a theory, that if you take supplemental melatonin, it's going to reduce your body's ability to produce it itself. And that's actually, I couldn't find that anywhere. There was no evidence of that. What I did find was taking supplemental melatonin, taking too much or too frequently can downregulate receptor sites for melatonin. So your body can still produce it, but the receptor sites that actually do something with the melatonin can get downregulated.
So the key is there, but the lock isn't.
Yeah. So we do need to be mindful of that, and we can come back and talk about that. But here's the biggest, probably aha moment, hopefully, of this episode, is that it's not just serotonin that's produced in the gut. And so check this out. And I just came across this. I'm gonna share this with you today. This was in the World Journal of Gastroenterology. Listen to this. They found that there's upwards of 400 times more melatonin in your gut.
What?
Than in your brain. Because you talked earlier about the pineal gland. That's what I was taught in school. It's produced by pineal gland in the story. This study found that you can actually have a pinealectomy, which is a removal of your pineal gland, which I don't recommend, by the way. Don't do that. But
it's like a frontal lobotomy, you know, go there.
and you don't actually lose those levels of melatonin that's located in your gut. Right?
Wow. So you have a gut brain and a brain.
Exactly. And that's something really important to understand too. Your gut is really, it's often referred to as a second brain. You know, we can call it the enteric nervous system. There's like 30 neurotransmitters just like your brain. It's like a mass of nerve tissue.
60% of your immune system and most of the genes in
vagus
your body.
Nerve
and
as well. That vagus nerve. So UCLA researchers found that the vagus nerve, which we thought was just kind of like the brain communicating more, telling the gut what to do. 90% of those, the communication from those nerve fibers from the vagus nerve to the brain is your belly, your gut telling your brain what to do in many ways. Totally nuts.
And the other thing people should know is that when you're stressed, not only is your cortisol high and you lead to more fat accumulation, stores belly fat, but it actually blocks your cell's ability to burn calories because the nerves from the vagus nerve help you metabolize your food, which is a relaxation nerve. It also has the effect of decreasing absorption of nutrients. So not only are you not absorbing, but your metabolism just slows down, which is amazing. It's just because of the nervous connection between your stress nerves and your relaxation nerves and all your gut function.
So profound. Yeah. But this is just getting out of that isolation thinking. You know, this is what I was taught in school as well. It's like,
that's functional medicine. The body's a system.
Yes. Everything is interconnected and it's just a beautiful symphony if everything's working well. So Caltech researchers, to kind of get to how does this all connect? They discovered that, and this was just, I mean, it's been around for years, but this is more of a recent, like, okay, meta-analysis. Now we know that certain bacteria in the gut communicate with cells that produce these sleep-related hormones and neurotransmitters. So your gut cascade, your microbiome, has a huge impact on your sleep quality. And so now the question is, what do we do about it? How do we protect or support our microbiome?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's going to help to improve your sleep quality. So let's just go through a couple. The biggest thing, in my opinion, is avoiding things that mess it up. All right. So one of those would be eating processed foods. So that crazy amount of sugar has a tendency to feed pathogenic opportunistic bacteria. Bugs. Right. So that's one thing. Avoiding haphazard use of antibiotics. They have a place, but we shouldn't be using antibiotics every time you get the sniffles, right? And that's literally what, when I was a kid, just give them some antibiotics, right? We would even, like, if my mom had some antibiotics, you know, just totally negligent.
Yeah, give them whatever's in the cupboard.
Also, pesticides, herbicides, rodenticides.
Heavy metals.
Yeah, these things, side literally means to kill, by the way.
Yeah.
But these have a pretty, because they're meant to kill small things, guess what your microbiome is made of, you know? And so,
and how many millions and millions of people are taking acid blockers, which also terribly disrupt your gut microbiome?
Simply put, your gut microbiome must be healthy for you to be healthy, which is why functional medicine puts a major focus on the gut. Dr. Hyman recently spoke with his colleague at the Ultra Wellness Center, Dr. Elizabeth Boham, about the functional medicine approach to gut health.
I call it the weeding, seeding, and feeding program. So like, you weed out the bad things, you seed it with the good things, and you feed it with good nutrients and all this stuff. So it's really, it's so powerful. I can't tell you, you know, as a functional medicine doctor for the last 30 years, and you know, been doing this almost as long, the results you get from focusing on the gut with so many conditions, whether it's autoimmune, or whether it's allergic, whether it's digestive, whether it's your skin issues like acne and eczema, whether it's your mood, whether it's weight, metabolism, whether it's migraines, whether it's Alzheimer's, I mean, autism, ADD. It's just amazing when you start to focus in on this. So let's break down the five-hour program for everybody. So we got the remove. So what are we looking at? We're removing
unhealthy foods or inflammatory foods for that person.
So they can be food sensitivities, things like gluten and dairy,
allergies,
the big ones.
Food sensitivities, And then we're removing—
and processed food and junk food,
That's for sure. Right. And sugars and, you know, excess sugar, which is feeding the wrong bacteria. Yeah. And then we're removing the unhealthy bugs on, or yeasts or viruses.
You might have bacterial overgrowth, yeast overgrowth, a parasite. So you remove.
Then we replace.
But you might also remove things like heavy metals or stress or toxic people in your life or whatever's giving you a stomach problem.
right. Replace means just to replace some of those digestive enzymes if needed. Reinoculate.
The replace also could be like prebiotics, right? So putting in the fibers to feed the gut and to actually maybe use hydrochloric acid sometimes for people who aren't digesting their food as they get older.
Yeah, and to help get them off of the acid blockers, which, you know, we know are creating a lot of problems because we need that acid in our stomach to digest our food. So reinoculate, giving all the good prebiotics and probiotics, the good bacteria and all the things that feed the good bacteria. And then the fourth R is repair.
How do you know what probiotics to take?
Oh, that's a great question.
I want to know, what are you prescribing? Oh
my goodness, that goes on and on. We could talk about that for the next hour.
Yes, it's true.
Right?
There's more and more probiotics in the market every day, and all have different roles and different functions.
Yeah.
And we're just sort of, honestly, I think, you know, we've been doing this forever, but it feels to me like we're at the infancy of this understanding of how to use these in medicine.
Yep.
So what?
I mean, there's some great brands that I trust and I use all the time, but when somebody is, you know, doesn't maybe know what to do, I'll say, you know, go to a reputable place, a reputable pharmacy or a good wellness store pharmacy and get a probiotic, you know, try it. If it makes you feel worse, then stop it, you know, because there's some good bacteria that make people feel worse.
Well, they have bacterial overgrowth.
Exactly.
If you have bad bugs growing in there and you put the good bugs in there, they have a fight and they cause lots of bloating.
And so that means we just have to do more work before we can start it.
Yeah.
So,
so they got the reinoculate and then you got the...
And then repair.
Yeah.
And that's the fourth R. So that's things like, that's like giving good protein, good amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein. To help repair that barrier, that coffee filter, right? We have to repair it with good protein. And sometimes we'll use amino acids like glutamine that help repair it. We'll give more zinc, whether it's from food sources or as a supplement. Maybe we'll give some vitamin A, which also helps with healing that barrier. It helps with healing the endothelium in the gut. So those are things we will do to repair. And then rebalance, right? That's the fifth R, which is really focused on managing our stress and how we're reacting to the world. Because we know that when our parasympathetic nervous system is engaged, when that calming nervous system is engaged through meditation and yoga and breath work, that our body has the ability to heal. And it heals better when our body is at rest.
If you'd like to learn more about improving your sleep or fixing your gut, I'd encourage you to check out Dr. Hyman's full-length interviews with Sean Stevenson and Dr. Elizabeth Boham. If you enjoyed this episode or if someone you know could benefit from it, please share or leave us a comment below. Until next time, be well.